Now I've got Stuart in Louisiana on the line with a water heating question. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I was curious about a point-of-use hot water heater. I'd like to install an electric one. And I only have one bath, one sink, and a kitchen sink. And I was wondering if I could you could recommend a size that I could use that could take care of all three uses.
So one bath and a kitchen sink, and it's going to be electric. You could use a 40-gallon water heater for that, Stuart. That's a fairly minimal demand. And what I would suggest is that since you're installing this, I would put it on a timer so that you only run it, the few hours that you need it during the day, which would be in the morning when you get up and get through your showers, and then in the evenings, again, for, you know, dishes and that sort of thing, and then when you need to take care of your evening bathing. You don't need to run electric water heater 24/7. You really only need to run it maybe 8-10 hours out of the day, and the rest of the days you can leave it off, and that saves you a lot of money.
Right. Well, I was interested in one of those little compact units.
So you're talking about a tankless electric?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of good data on those saving you money. A tankless gas-fired water heater is extremely efficient. A tankless electric water heater is not so much. Now, there is one other way to go, and that's called a heat pump water heater. Uses the same technology that we would have in a heat pump that you might use to cool and heat your house, but it's used for heating the water. That, however, is very expensive, and I think that the return on investment would probably not happen for you. If I was you and I had this minimal need for one bathroom and a kitchen, I would put in a very inexpensive electric water heater, 40 gallons, with a 240-volt timer, set it to meet my needs in terms of when I want the water warm. It'll still stay warm during the day, by the way, when it's not on, just that it won't be heating to its full 110 to 120 degrees all that time. And stop right there, because I think you're not going to get the return on investment if you try to put an electric tankless or even a heat pump electric water heater.
Okay, well, thank you for your suggestion.